for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Yes. Do you sell stuff through Amazon?
Do we sell? What are you looking for?
Well, no, I had some stuff that came up on my phone. I clicked on it for Amazon, and my card company called me about the activity, and you are one of them that came up on my card, and they got my card. I was trying to cancel it.
Okay,
the order.
Okay, well, what is your zip code, please?
16509.
16509. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to pull up your account, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, let me get your first and last name, please.
James Corder, Corder.
James Corder.
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. Having a little computer issues here. Okay. May I please have your address to verify for customers' security purposes?
Okay. Okay.
Need to verify your address.
Okay. 714
mm-hmm.
Partridge Drive,
okay.
Erie, PA, 16509.
Fantastic. Hold up here. Let's see what you have. Okay. Says it's a smart fitness tracker.
Yes, that. And I was trying to cancel it because I just wanted that, and then there was no way of canceling everything. It came to $70-some. I didn't want all that stuff. I just wanted the one thing, and so my card carrier got alarmed because there's so many activities going on. So they got a hold on my card right now.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure everything was legit.
Right. I understand. So it says here that there is a premium wireless earbuds. There is a warranty, watch lifetime warranty.
Right.
Uh-huh. Smart fitness tracker.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just letting you know what was on there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's all that was on that, and it was through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all those transactions was legit.
Okay.
Then.
Fantastic.
So, okay, so I just get hold of my card carrier and let them know that it was okay. Now, since I have you on the line,
yes,
I was trying to cancel that order, and I don't know if it went through. I guess I got to get a hold of Amazon to make sure that that was canceled, right?
Okay. You want to, you saying that you want to cancel the entire order that you've already paid for, that they billed you for?
No, well, I just ordered it this morning.
Oh, okay.
And I was sitting there trying to cancel it. And in the meantime, I got a call from my card carrier telling me there was unused activity on my card. And so, and these are the things that I was trying to order. I wasn't trying to order all those things this morning, just one.
Oh, just
so my card company got involved. And so now I got to call them back and say, okay, it wasn't fraud. I can, you know what I mean?
I understand. I understand. I know what time it is these days, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I was trying to cancel that order because it really perturbed me because I only wanted one thing. Then I went to go to checkout. I'm looking at my order, $70-some. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't want all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to call Amazon, I guess. And
okay. Well, hang on just a second. Well, let me check something out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, sir. Yeah, everything seems to be correct. Okay. Yeah, if you would just go ahead and call your card company and let them know that everything is legit.
Okay. And can you tell me if that order, did my order get canceled?
Hold on. Let me see here. I'm going to have to put you on hold again. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All righty. Sir, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, I see here that you are on a trial, but I can extend the trial out for 30 days and see how you like it. And if you don't like it, you can give me a call back. And, we can cancel the account if you like.
Pardon me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, but it was garbled at the end. I didn't get the end part.
Okay. I said that you were on a trial time. And then we can extend the trial up to 30 days to see how you like it. And after that, if you don't like it, you just call back and we'll cancel your account.
Now, I want to cancel it now.
Okay.
I don't like the way they did this. It sent it on my phone for $4.97 and wind up all this stuff. I'm going, wait a minute, I didn't want all that stuff. So I'm trying to get a hold of Amazon. I want to call them. I can't find a number to call them. Tell them I do not, you know. And so you sell stuff through Amazon, right?
Yes, sir. And see, what I can do is I can offer you a 35% discount.
No, I don't want.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't even want to deal with Amazon anymore because to me that was deceiving. You know, by the time I got through, I'm owing $70-some dollars. I'm going, I done bought a lot of stuff from Amazon.
Okay.
So I'm going, then my card carrier got involved. Now I got to go call them back so they can release my card. It's like not worth it.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me see if I can speak with my supervisor since you were displeased with what Amazon did. But, you know, we want you to continue to be our customer. So just hang on a second. Let me see what I can get done for you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I want to make sure that order was canceled at Amazon. I don't know if you can do that.
Okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so my supervisor said that that we can offer you a 50% discount on the items that you were charged.
No, I don't even want them.
Okay. I understand it was Amazon.
And I appreciate your help.
Yeah. And she also said that I could offer you my friends and family discount, which is 75%.
No, that's okay. I really didn't want the item. I really didn't want it. It's supposed to have been free. The item I was getting was supposed to have been free, and just the shipping and handling was $4.97, and my bill came to $70-some. I didn't like the way they did that. That was deceptive.
Yeah.
And so now I don't want to ever do anything with Amazon again because it's nothing to do with you, okay?
Okay. Well, it is my responsibility to tell you that to let you know that there will be a 15% convenience fee for the restock to put those items back.
Absolutely. You won't get it because my card is, I'm calling them back just now and say, hey, do not pay anything to this.
Yeah, well, see, that's what.
So you won't get it. I'm sorry to tell you that. You have to put it back. I just ordered it. I mean, it's only been hours.
Oh, okay. I understand. Well, see, we will waive that fee for you. But I understand that you said you don't want it.
Right.
Let's see.
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me see if I can put you on hold and let my supervisor know of these this information and see what we can do, okay?
Well,
okay. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to refund the latest charges. But there, like I said, there is a 15% convenience fee with this company.
Okay, well, you don't have to refund anything because you ain't got paid yet. You won't get paid, so you ain't got to refund anything.
Okay.
Yeah, because my car had been, they called me and I told them they weren't going to pay this bill. So
okay.
They were suspecting fraud. And so they got my car in hold, so none of this is going to get paid for it. I'm going to call them back. So you shouldn't have to refund anything. So you shouldn't have got paid, okay?
Okay. Well, let me just make sure my supervisor knows this, and we will make sure we handle your account and close it out and everything. So just hang one second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we're going to get you all voided out. And, sir, are you there?
Yes, yeah, I am. Sorry.
Okay. I just spoke with my supervisor, and so we're going to get you all canceled. So your account will be canceled, and I'm going to give you a cancellation number. Would that be sufficient?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, hang on one second. Let's see here. Okay, so your account has been canceled. Let me give you that cancel number.
I'm ready.
Cancellation number. It's C as in cat, 9, F as in fox, 588-507, A as in apple, 9.
Okay. I'll repeat it back to you. C as in Charlie, 9, F as in foxtrot, 588-507. A as in alpha, 9.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.